that's all I have for today. It's a little bit shorter than usual, but that's fine. You never know. It doesn't have to be exactly 20 minutes. So anyway, I hope everyone has a great weekend, and I hope your team wins the Super Bowl, or as Big Fatty calls it, the superb owl. And that's all I have for today. So until next time, bye.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's a little bit shorter than usual.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2874 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of February 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about the weekend, and Big Fatty, it's February, it's just kind of a so-so month. Vermin B. Hey, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, you vermin today, cause y'all, did you hear that on Saturday, the vermin did not see its shadow, so spring will be springing big, fatty, it'll be sprunging, anyway, it is coming sooner than later, it's true, so y'all, we're not gonna have six more weeks of winter, big, fatty, something tells me that vermin didn't know its head from its tail, big. Anyway, but y'all, it is February, and y'all, that means it is so-so question month. Yes, Big Fatty, so-so question month. Because y'all, February is just kind of a so-so month, and so y'all, if you've got some so-so questions for Big Fatty during this month, remember there is a totally uninspired prize. You know, it's something someone, Kathy Marshall and Peter G found between the cushions of their settee, or in the junk drawer there in their kitchen, or maybe even on the I think Kathy Marshall found something on the side of the road one year. But y'all, get your so-so questions in to Big Fatty, and you'll be entered into the contest for the prize. Y'all, speaking of contest, y'all, I just want to announce that Miss Beaver has stepped forward and claimed her prize from Miss Bacon's Benjamin shutdown, and y'all, I just want to read it to you, because y'all, I thought it was very inspiring, even for so-so month. It says, yippee, I won, I cannot believe it. I am so sorry for the delay, high season in the tuna business, and yes, Bob, that is a thing. Fatty, it's vulgar, too. Thank you, USA, for shutting down and making this possible. And thank you, Kathy Bacon, for all your efforts, your wonderful ideas that make us happy, and, of course, for your money. I would also like to dedicate donate my prize money, my beloved little Benjamin, to all the beautiful people of Pride 48 who work so hard for our amazing and wonderful Big Fat family. Thank you. Thank you, you lovely people. Thank you, Mama Beaver. Thank you, Sheep, for your restless support. Thank you to all my teachers and mentors. Thank you, Gustav, my beautiful deceased pet whale, and thank you, Big Fatty, and all my dear BFO onions, BF onions. I love you and love you and Earth and love you, Earth, and the beautiful sun and universe. I could not have won without you. Oh, and of course, Bob, you would have been a wonderful winner too. We live your comments. I think it's supposed to be love. Your comments. Don't be sad, dear. There is always next year. Oh, wait. Biff, Fanny? Well, something good came out of it. At least everybody realizes that, there may be another shutdown in a couple of weeks, so there may be another contest then. Yes, Big Fanny! Yeah, I got to see y'all now. Let's see. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday. And y'all, I was in Hatlanta. And then on Friday, I drove back from Hatlanta. Y'all, I got to tell you, I was only in Hatlanta for a week. And y'all, it felt like a month. It was just exhausting. And I just, you know, yeah, I love my mama to death, but my Lord, it's just exhausting. And, but anyway, y'all, on the way back, there were a lot of the police, out on the road. The fair driver would have had to, keep the pedal from the metal, on the way back, but they were, and they were especially in Georgia, big fatty. Anyway, y'all got back, and on my way back, one of my long hair gentleman callers, or hey, Big Fatty, when are you coming back? I said, I'm on my way now. He goes, oh. Well, I'm getting off work now. Maybe I'll go home for a little while and then I'll come see. I said, lovely. And y'all, I got back here to the villa. And you know, y'all, I had the villa pressure washed while I was gone. And y'all, it looks so nice. The guy did such a nice job. I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled with the job he did, and he's coming by later this week to pick up some cash money I got from the ATM machine to pay him. And anyway, y'all, I unpacked and did a few things around the villa here, and had me some supper, and y'all, I watched some things on the TV. I caught up on quite a few things on the TV machine. And y'all, my gentleman caller fell asleep. So we decided that we'd just get together some other time this weekend or this coming week. And that would be that. Yes, Big Fatty. But so y'all, I crawled into the love chamber at a reasonable time, and y'all, you know, oftentimes I will fall asleep with the grin doctor running, and y'all, sure enough, I was there drooling on the pillow, and this happened.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, this was a yes! I know, Squeaky Gentleman. It was yes! Uh-huh. Oh, this was a brand new, okay. This was a brand new gentleman caller. And he works just about a mile from the villa. And y'all, I told him Big Fatty, was 100 times his age. Y'all, I think he was 23 or something like that. Big Annie, rocking the cradle. But he wanted to come over, and y'all, it was it wasn't the best experience, but y'all, after spending a month in Hatlanta, y'all, it was just what Dr. Stone ordered. B, Fanny, Dr. Stone needs to write more prescriptions. Well, anyway, y'all, but he wasn't here very long. Y'all, so after he left, y'all, I crawled right back in the love chamber, and I started drooling again on the pillow, and this happened.
Mystery day.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, a big fatty. Okay. Yes, I know. It was quite exciting. Y'all, this was another brand new gentleman. Big Fatty. He came over, and y'all, this one was much more lovelier than the first. But he was younger 30s, and y'all, we had pretty good time. I gotta say, and y'all, if the first one was just what Dr. Stone ordered, then Dr. Stone ordered a 3-month supply. anyway, y'all, and then after he left, I turned the grin doctor off and I went to sleep. I was tired. Fatty, I bet you were. And y'all got up Saturday morning, and y'all piddled around the villa. Fatty piddled around the villa, and that afternoon, my gentleman caller, the long hair ponytail gentleman caller, called, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And y'all, of course, the ponytail gentleman caller, you know, I knew what I was getting myself into with that. Yes! Okay, thank you. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he came, and you know, he's the one that likes to spend a few hours. And y'all, he came, oh, I don't know, about 4:30. No, I think it was before that, maybe 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and left around 5 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, it was exactly what the doctor ordered. And y'all, it was just a perfect Saturday afternoon, y'all. Then I was on that stick it with a poke with Jim and Gavin. Let's see, who else was there? We had the Haunt Cub, and we had Blind Guy Jay, and DJ Ron was able to make it over there also, and I think that was it. Mr. Mike, who just stepped down yesterday from being the number one fan of the BFO for 2019. Yes, replaced by Termly single Tim. Yes, Big Fatty and the baby's arm is the number one fan. Big Fatty, I guess you'll have to listen. Recorded with them. Y'all then off to Dudley Do Rights. Off to Dudley Do Rights. What I was going to say is Mr. Mike and Ed Gong, y'all, they were doing an excellent job with the pwn in the chat room. Y'all, kudos to them. Y'all went down to Dudley Do Rights. Saturday was Granny's birthday. Yes, Big Fatty, he saw his shadow too, didn't he? I think so. I think he just moves in the shadows. But me and Durwood and Granny, we were there and we had some cocktails and everything. Well, it was just nice to catch up with them and spend some time with them. And y'all, I came on back here to the villa and slept like a baby. Big Freddy, turn that grin doctor off. I did. I did not turn it on Saturday night. And y'all then on Sunday, got up and had my coffee and read the newspaper and everything. And y'all then we were off to have lunch. We were off to have birthday lunch for Granny. Y'all, we went to a place called Fleet Landing. Big Fatty Fleet Cinema. No, not Fleet Cinema. Oh, y'all, Granny got the name of it. He thought it was called Knott's Landing. Big Fatty, poor old thing. Let's see, what did I have? I had a wedge solid, and I had a shrimp po' boy. And y'all, it was really, really good. And y'all then came back and recorded the latest episode of But First with Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and the Faye driver. And y'all, I couldn't get it to work right and everything. And then the Faye driver tried to do it. And y'all, finally, we stumbled upon a way to recode. And y'all, by the time we had stumbled upon the way to finally recode it, that Alex Lefebvre was able to join us. He thought he was going to miss the recording altogether. But y'all, he was there from the very start. So look for that when old Cricket Hat gets it posted over there at But First. And y'all, then, of course, it was time to watch the Superb Owl and then pick the number one fan, number two, and number three fan. Congratulations to Ant and Kathy Marshall and Terminally Single Tim for their reign here at the BFO as we start year number 12. Big Fatty. And y'all, I made some nuts and bolts. That pretty much was Big Fatty's weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I want to remind you that, it is February, as is tradition, is So-So Question Month. So y'all, if you've got some So-So questions, go ahead and send them on in to the BFO. Y'all, you'll be in contention for a very unimpressive prize at the end of the month. You can call them in or write them in to Big Fatty. Just don't send them to me in a Twitty because I'll never remember it. Y'all, and you can do it or you can not do it. It's just, you know, so-so questions. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. And Archer, what did you think of the first regular show of season 12?
It's a little bit shorter than usual.
No, it's exactly 20 minutes, just like always.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.